And as we look forward to Father's Day, you may be wondering what you can get for your dad. He probably has enough ties and aftershave. Our next guest has come up with a unique gift for her father this year. She's giving him the gift of song. Ayanna Gregory is the daughter of longtime civil rights activist and comedian Dick Gregory. She is also an accomplished singer. Her first CD, Beautiful Flower, debuted in 2003. Her latest single is A Ballad for My Father. Ayanna Gregory and Dick Gregory stopped by our studios yesterday. And if you know Dick Gregory, you know he's not one to mince words, so take caution, some of the language he's using. We started off listening to Ayanna's take on the Donny Hathaway classic, A Song for You.
I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life, you're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone, and I was singing this song to you.
Ayanna, what influenced you to create this song for your father?
Well, it was really long overdue. For years, I had thought about writing a song for my father as well as a song for my mother, but I shied away from it for years because I was afraid to take it on. There was so much that I wanted to say and, you know, a song. So the occasion came where I felt like it was just the time to write it. There was a last spring, in February, I knew that in April he was going to be honored here in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Theater, and that it would be just a beautiful occasion to sort of debut this song. And so I took about a month and just shed, you know, did a lot of writing, had pages and pages of information and writing and just my feelings. And I really wanted to capture two things, what he meant to me, and then secondly, what he has meant to all of us. And then, so I did it in April of last year.
All right, and let's hear a little bit of the song now. It's A Ballad for My Father.
As a little girl, I didn't know what you meant to this world. But if I had a dime for every time somebody told me that you saved their life and change their mind, you planted seeds so long ago deep in me so I would grow.
Ayanna, tell me about some of the lyrics.
Everybody who knows my dad knows how cool he is. The original cool, that was very important to put, you know, because we have a concept of cool and it changes generation to generation, but we can always look at classic cool, and that's him. Yeah, in terms of the lyrics, well, I wanted to put some information, you know, that's why the song starts with the year he was born, 1932. And the line that says, 1932, Mama knew God had a plan for you with a light around your head. When I read his book, Nigger, when I was in junior high school, it really struck me that, you know, I'm sure his mother loved all of her children, but there was something about my father, Richard, that was different. And I just remember reading something about this light around his head. And as a child, it just struck me. And it stayed with me, and so I wanted to put that in there first. So then there's the family piece, you know, 10 kids and a wife, but human rights became his life. I mean, he makes it very clear that he belongs to the world, you know. And so while he was there in spirit, I mean, he was taking care of us. Of course, my mother was the one there holding it down day to day. But so he had these, you know, two lives, the home life, 10 kids, you know, 7 girls and 3 boys and a wife, and then the world that he entered, you know, the majority of the time.
Dick Gregory, how did you feel when you first heard this song?
Well, it caught me by surprise, for one. I flew in town to do a show the two of us was on, and she didn't know if I had to run back out. She said, "You going to be around?" I said, "Yes." I said, nobody never told me, so I'm sitting in the audience. And a couple of my children was there, a couple of grandchildren. 3 generations was sitting there with tears in her eyes. It meant double to me because I never cared about, in this system that we're in, a ratty, insane system, corrupt. Who cares what they think about you? You know, you can trick them, but you can't trick your peers, especially your children. They know you. And to hear it just was incredible.
You know, know, it's a bittersweet song in some ways. I mean, it's a lovely song. It's a lovely tribute. But I'm thinking about Ayana's lyric, you know, 10 kids and a wife and human rights is your life.
Well, they knew that.
Yeah. But they also knew that you weren't around sometimes when maybe they would have liked for you to have been around. And I wonder how it feels.
That was for them. That wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an agent told me one time, he said, you're crazy, but you got some children you love. And I said to him, if you ever get one of my children, you do one or two things. You either kill them or get you a book to teach you how to raise niggas. Because if you ever get one of my children, you can have this movement's bigger than me, it's bigger than my wife, and it's bigger than my children.
Was right. that hard on you and your
it
siblings?
It wasn't because he was bringing us with him in terms of, you know, because he wanted us to be a part of the movement. But it was sort of like when we got old enough. I remember being a little girl like, I want to go to jail too, you know, but I was too young to go. You know what I mean? So, but what I was going to say is that it certainly wasn't hard for me because it wasn't an adjustment. It was what I knew. You know what I mean? It wasn't like he was home all the time and then all of a sudden dad's gone. You know,
did you ever want, forgive me, a normal dad who, you know, took the train in the morning and came home at night and
definitely
had worked on your spelling?
Yeah, because that's what you're seeing represented in other households. But for me, if I had to go back and choose, I really wouldn't have it any other way, because if I had the dad, that the regular dad, I wouldn't have this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I wouldn't, my life would be very different because so much of what he was doing out there, even when he was gone, was still shaping us.
Is it important to you to be a father?
Not really.
Really?
I mean, I almost resent Father's Day. I think it's a fraud.
Really?
Yeah. It's the mother. I think, let me tell you, if I could do one thing on this planet and leave tonight, it would never come back, I would see to it that Mother's Day would be a holiday that don't come on Sunday. I think mothers are so important. You deserve to disturb the commerce of America.
You don't think fathers are important?
Not really. No. But I think it gets reflected. I mean, we talk all that old talk, but you look at the gifts that fathers get compared to what mothers get. Oh, purple socks. And I tell them, I said, oh, Mother's Day, they give her like 12 dozen roses. They give her like a $12,000 gift certificate for, what y'all call it, old boat ride y'all take your mama on?
A cruise.
With her sister. Like, I mean, do I exist? And let me tell you what they tell me. I mean, have you ever heard of me around the house? Well, Dad, here's the problem. You can't swim, which I can.
Well, I do want to say Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. That's good. I'll accept that because I am a father.
Yes. And you have a beautiful present, at least one beautiful present that we know about.
Yes.
So, Ayana, what's next for you?
I'm working on a children's album. You know, I teach, right now I'm teaching creative arts to kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. But my, really my expertise is with the teenagers and, you know, their reality. And so I want to do a couple of albums that sort of, that can be tied into school curriculums, that can be used to teach life.
All right. Well, thank you. Ayana Gregory is a singer and songwriter. Her latest single is Ballad for My Father. And her father is the legendary activist and comedian Dick Gregory. They both joined us here in the studio. And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you much.
And we're going to hear a little bit more from Ballad for My Father as we end our segment. Let's hear it.
Facing the rising sun of a new day begun, let us march on till